Barbara, who is not too stable a lot of the time, and he's framed up with a Republican from Colorado.
Yeah.
And he says the South's not getting as much money as it ought to get under this bill.
I see.
Now, everybody can fuss a little bit about a formula. You may want $2, and somebody may want $1.90, and the important thing is that the federal government's given its resources to education. Now, if we amend it, I don't believe I can get it back through Howard Smith again. I got it by one vote.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, there are three doubtful people. Randolph of West Virginia.
Yep.
Yarbrough's trying to get him to go with him. And Yarbrough.
We talk to Yarbrough.
And
talk to Randolph, too.
And just say to him this.
Now, that's Yarbrough and Randolph.
And Hill.
And Hill.
Yeah, now,
Hill.
Yeah, now Yarbrough's got an amendment that takes half of Edith Green's proposal and half the administration, and it gives Texas about $2 million more than it would get under our bill.
Yeah.
But $2 million out of $76 million is not very much when you endanger the whole 76.
Yeah.
Now, they don't know the House thing, but we had to beg and borrow and bribe and take John Young, this Catholic boy from Texas, and promise him the world with a fence around it, and I can't get it back through. And if they add an amendment, then I've got to go to Howard Smith again and get a rule. So what I think, if you could do it, if you just take those three people and say, now, fellas, I have given up all of my stuff. I've held back here, and labor's waited, because I want the federal government to get into this education business. And if you'll get us this bill without amending it, then next year, I'll take you down to the president, and we'll improve the formula if you want it. But don't make us go back to Howard Smith, because you'll endanger the whole bill.
Okay.
That's the argument. Let me know, George.
I'll start right to it.
Thank you. All right.